Thanks a lot for calling me. I have a very, probably elementary question on the law of attraction. And that is, suppose somebody has closed the gap, they are happy with what they have, they are looking forward to what they desire, and always basically in the positive energy realm. Now, for a person like that, is it possible that, quote, bad surprises will happen? Will they ever get sick? Will they ever have accidents? Will they ever lose a dear relationship or their money? Or is that just not possible for such a person?
Well, you came forth knowing that you would benefit by contrast. So the contrast does help the expansion. And the expansion is something that is adored. So then you're saying, is it possible to come forth, live enough contrast that you put some things in vibrational escrow, and then line up with that and never experience contrast again?
Or and, bad surprises.
Well, here's the thing about surprises. If you begin to notice that what you think and what you feel and what manifests match, then you have this pre-manifestational awareness, so you can head it off before it actually manifests. But if you're unaware that what you think and what you say and what you feel and what manifests always match, then you could feel like it came out of the blue. Mm-hmm. No surprises come. There is no injustice anywhere in this universe, because nobody ever lives anything that they are not a vibrational match to. But sometimes they are a vibrational match to things that they don't mean to be a vibrational match to, because they're offering thoughts without using their guidance. That's what we meant earlier when we said quantify your journey by caring about how you feel. And any other form of guidance doesn't work.
So basically, reversing the question, if somebody, let's say, had an accident of some sort, that would mean that they would have had a negative thought in the relatively recent
not
past.
Not one negative thought, enough negative thoughts that they had actually activated a vibration okay. That was strong enough that they actually kept their well-being from happening. Well-being is the natural thing that's happening to you. And when something other than well-being happens, it means you've been thinking those thoughts or doing that thing and holding yourself apart from your well-being long enough. Every single thing that happens, if you stop and you reach for things that you have been thinking and feeling that match that, you can always find them, and you can always find plenty of them. Because by the time it manifests, you've built up quite an arsenal of resistant thoughts. And even with people you know up close, in other words, don't you see things happen to people, and don't you say, that doesn't really surprise me, given the mood and attitude and conversation I've been hearing? But when you hear it from a television program, for example, and you aren't privy to up close and personal awareness of what their attitudes and moods were, and the media is giving you their representation of it, and they don't know about law of attraction, then you begin to get distorted views. And if you're learning how life works from watching television or from movies, then we can see how you would say things come out of the blue, but in real life, they never ever do. So then the next obvious question is, well, what about the babies? What about the little ones who aren't talking yet? And we say, just because they're not offering vocabulary doesn't mean they're not offering vibration, just like your beasts. They're offering plenty of vibration, and law of attraction is responding to that vibration. They learned to vibrate even when they were in their mother's womb. They learned their vibration from the environment around them. In other words, you teach through your vibration more than you do through your words and actions.